Chapter 4. The Plan. Nick told Joe about Danny's problem and showed her the magazine article about the corn circles.
"Let's make a corn circle in Farmer Brown's field, Joe,"
he said.
"Everyone will think aliens were here."
"That's a fantastic idea,"
Joe said.
"But how can we do it?"
"I don't know,"
Nick said.
"Let's think."
At that moment, Joe's dog, Bricky, came into the room. He had a thin stick in his mouth. He pushed the stick across the floor. Joe watched Bricky.
"I've got an idea,"
she said.
"Follow me."
Nick and Bricky followed Joe upstairs. Joe stood on a chair and opened a small door in the ceiling. After a few minutes, she appeared with some rope and four wooden sticks.
"Do you remember these sticks?"
Joe asked.
"Of course I remember them,"
Nick answered.
"They're our stilts."
When they were younger, Joe and Nick often played with the stilts.
"We'll go to Farmer Brown's cornfield,"
Joe said.
"You'll hold one end of the rope and I'll hold the other end. I'll move in a circle around you. I'll push the corn flat with the stilts. Bricky can come with us. He'll be a guard dog. He always barks when someone comes."
"But Farmer Brown will see our footprints in the field,"
Nick said.
"No, he won't,"
explained Joe, smiling.
"We'll walk on the stilts to the centre of the field. We won't make footsteps."
"Wow, that's a fantastic idea, Joe,"
Nick said.
"You're brilliant."
"So when are we going to make the corn circle?"
asked Joe.
"Tonight,"
Nick answered.
"Let's meet at midnight at Farmer Brown's field. Let's wear black clothes. Then nobody will see us in the dark."
"Good idea,"
said Joe. Nick left Joe's house and cycled home. Danny was still sad.
"Don't worry, Danny,"
Nick thought.
"Tomorrow, everybody at school will believe that aliens exist."
Nick put the magazine in Danny's room and went to watch TV in his room. At 11:50 p.m., Nick went downstairs and left the house quietly. He wore a black T-shirt and black jeans. A few minutes later, he saw Joe and Bricky near Farmer Brown's field.